Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Ooh, can you get me some salt and vinegar chips? And some now and laters? Ooh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some butter crunch cookies and Drake cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work? We get nothing for this.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking asshole.
All I do is stay out there and talk about garbage. They just talk, talk, talk.
And don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to Dalla Vega.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you!
Yes, people, it's the one and only, the PAB, the Poas Boricua, a.k.a. Pablo Siete Siete, which that's an old-ass gag from last year that I'm quickly running into the ground. Right now, as it stands, anybody who's listening, anybody who's downloading, big up to all the people who have been downloading the show. All four of you, as some ex-partners would like to think. Nah, I'm just playing. Now I got to give a shout-out to the people out in the UK and everybody I know. There's like over 100 of y'all, so there's 100 people that want to hear my bullshit. Thank you. Right now, there is no Sid tonight, or at least there's no DJ Sid as of yet. We kind of... Well, just to go in real quick, like Saturday, for the few of you that noticed, Saturday we had a little, not even we, I had a little half an hour show, just BSing around, just doing some music. I played some Skills Roll stuff that I really wanted to get to from that big Skills Roll 2-hour podcast we did like 3 weeks back. I had a couple other things because, like I said, some of the stuff we played, some of the audio we played, as interesting as it was, really wasn't a good representation of our better stuff. So I figured I'd play some of the better stuff, and I did. Then I played some regular hip-hop. So tonight we were set up to go with a full show. Of course, it wasn't going to be our usual Tuesday, because right now DJ Sid has a wacky schedule that we're still trying to adjust to. As of today, the big man schedule, at least for the next few, has opened wide up. So, recession is a motherfucker. So, who knows? There may be more shows in the future because of it. But as it stands right now, me and Sid were going to do a show today. And for the most part, for those that are listening, there is a show going on because obviously you listen to it. But Sid's not here, and I actually do not know why. He probably got caught up doing something, whatever it is. I couldn't tell you. But you know what, man? Phone lines are open. For those that don't know, yo, y'all can call in, add in your 2 cents on anything. I'm going to be trying to wing this for a whole hour. So if you don't mind listening to my monotone chat and me talk to myself, because I'm not talking to Deuce. For those that don't know, Deuce is the producer of the show, all right? But he's also an intern. So he's kind of was given a big title, but he doesn't really do shit. He helps me out with the board, and he helps me get shit together, but he sucks. He's boring as shit. I mean, I'm boring, but he's boring as shit. He's Ben Stein without any charisma. So He's inexperienced in many things. He's learning everything on the fly. So it is what it is. But like I was saying, anybody that want to call in, anybody that wants to call in and add their 2 cents in on anything, phone number is local to New York City. So the number is area code 914-803-4124 if you want to call in, say what's up, give a shout out to your baby mamas, to your baby daddies, to that illegitimate child, to that baby that you just yell about saying, my family's complete. I can have 6 children and all of them have vaginas, but my family's complete. Way to go there, Mrs. Brady. Way to go there. Two thumbs up. You have no testosterone. Anyway, yo, man. You know what? Just to kill some time and bullshit around until I figure out the next move, man. Oh, you know what? Let's blast off properly. But, yes, for the record, people, for those that don't know that, that was a little dig. That was a little inside joke. You know what? You don't need to know the joke to answer it. You know what I'm saying? You definitely don't need to know. But other than that, it's me, Deuce. If Sid comes through, we'll throw Sid on the air. You know what it is. Anybody wants to call up, the number is 914-803-4124. That's area code 914-803-4124. If you're listening to my horseshit live, thank you. If you're downloading the podcast, thank you. You are listening to The Bodega. I am the host of the evening, Senor P.A.B., Poas Boricua. If you don't know what a Boricua is, then you're not hood. So just replace that with Poas Brother. That's what the P.A.B. stands for. All right? Let's hit me off with something for that. Thank you. Thank you, because I'm the shit. Oh, no. I curse. So even though Sid's not here, he would chastise me. So let's do this.
The following program may contain adult language and theme. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, let's get that out of the way. So, you know what? It is a talk show. It is a hip-hop talk show. So, just for the hell of it, the last couple of weeks, I brought up Busta Rhymes. For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about Busta Rhymes on the show. We brought up originally, can Busta Rhymes be considered a GOAT? And we all, the men of the Bodega radio show, agreed no. Not at the moment, because he has classic songs under his belt, no classic albums, and he's never come up with a verse that's really made you go, wow. He's just been such a character, though, that he always attracts attention. And we've also kind of said he's been falling off lately. My man, for those that follow the scene, hip-hop's been, I mean, Busta's really been following the trends. I mean, really, Ron Brown's, like, he jumped on, like he's pushing Ron Brown's all of a sudden. He's jumping all over tracks. All of a sudden, he's moving coke and stuff. That's not the Busta we that's not the Busta we know. We got love for Busta, but that ain't the Busta we know. That is not the animated Busta Rhymes. Even though he says he has to, you know, progress his career, you know, he has to keep evolving and stuff. Evolving into a drug dealer ain't evolving, all right? I'm sorry. It just ain't. So for those that don't understand what we're talking about, we're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back to the Busta that we know and love, to the old school Busta. And no, I'm not talking about the leaders of the new school Busta. No, 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 no. To the Busta where Busta really hit his stride, all right? We're not talking the first album, the second album. We're talking about my man, the most animated man in hip-hop at that time, out besides Old Dirty Bastard of Wu-Tang Clan, all right? We're talking about Busta Rhymes in the video, straight up of just from... you know, inspired by Coming to America, Put Your Hands in My Eyes, Can See, God Damn It, Recognize the Real, as soon as it plays. Damn it, dude.
Flip mode. 9-7. Bust.
Come on. What?
Hatch. Check it out. Hit you with no delaying for what you saying, yo. Silly with your ice, really with the dilly, yo.
What?
When I be on the mic, yes, I do my duty, yo. While up in the club like we while in the studio. You know when the violin, baby, really and truly, yo. My main thug, villain ain't Julio, he moody, yo.
What?
Type of brother that'll slap you with the tulio.
Wow.
Real shook, scared to death, act foodie, yo. X that, looking shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it, make me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Top miss, tricking the banging misses and videos.
Huh?
While I'm with my freak like we up in the freak shows. Hit you with the shit, make you feel it all in your toes.
Yeah.
Got all my people in red clothes. Down on my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you're messing with lyrical player pros. Like
you really wanna party with me? Let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck wildin' in the place to be. If you
you really wanna party with me.
Ain't gonna be trust. Yo, it's a must that you heard of us, yo, we murderer. A lot of people is wondering and they're curious. Now me and my unit deal with it so mysterious. Furious, all of my people is serious. Shit, others be walking around fearing us. Front, baby, like you don't wanna be hearing us. Gotta listen to Harry, he'll be playing us. 30 times a day, it'll make you delirious. Damaging everything all up in your area. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. All up in between their ass where they wanna carry us. Hit you good, then I hit them off with the alias. Various chickens, they wanna marry us. Yo, it's flip mode, you stupid, you know we bout to bust. Seven figure money, the label for Panna. Fight the dust instead of you making the fuss. People know better, cause they ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, yes, you know better, we fabulous. If my people love with the flow, that be marvelous. My whole clique victorious. Taking no prisoners with us, straight up warriors. When I feel it, then I know you be feeling so glorious. Then we bless and reminisce on my people notorious.
We really wanna party like that. That means with the guys for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Straight up, violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, that means dance with the guys for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Straight up, violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
Yes, what you're listening right now. If you don't know what that is, that's Busta Rhymes. I think from 1997, I believe. 97, 98. Put your hands on my eyes, can see the video is dope. Video is straight out of Coming to America. The ideas. Hell Loud Stop Motion, directed by Hype Williams. One of those, I think, million-dollar videos before the current music scene as we know it happened. So, yeah. So that was that. All right. You know, right now, I got to go in on stuff, man. I just got to go in on personal stuff. Sid's usually here to distract me or keep me focused or help me along. Now the brakes is off. So one of the things I'm going to go into, man, I started talking about it on the solo show, but I didn't talk too much on the solo show, was this whole hipster thing. This whole hipster look is, for a minute, it's been killing me. It's been killing me. I was at Rock the Bells last year with my girl, and we were seeing grown-ass men older than me wearing the tightest fucking jeans, man, with the loudest colors. Like, shit, color schemes that weren't even invented in the 80s. Like, it was retarded, right? With kicks that had tongues that were just way too big. And these dudes, I think the sickest thing right now is to wear them tight, nut-hugging jeans. And then wear them hanging off your ass. And that's kind of odd for me to say, to be, you know, coming from a dude who's had his jeans hang off his ass. But my things, at least it made sense in the sense that I had baggy-ass jeans. You know what I mean? Like, you had some baggy-ass jeans. You ain't got a belt. You hurt. You hurting. You hurting. And now dudes get tight pants, and they're wearing them off their ass. It don't make sense. And then I got, you know, right now I got personal things going on that are annoying the shit out of me. Right now, yo, straight up on the real, I'm in the boonies. I'm in suburbia, upstate New York, for those out in the United Kingdom. For those out of state, big up Chicago, big up Florida, big up Jersey, big up Atlanta. My boy Jason out in Atlanta, I got to give a shout out to him in case he's listening tonight. Yo, man. These dudes out here, I have never come across so many posers. Dude, I saw some shit. I saw some country-ass wannabe thug kid, had to be about 14 years old, trying to thug out the Jada Kiss. Really? Really? Seriously, you got to be kidding me. Like it don't make no goddamn sense. I mean, these kids, yo, I saw a couple of them straight up. It looked like a scene. It looked like a straight up project scene, but in negative, with trees and shit. And, like, bugs and butterflies and shit. It was just ridiculous. These dudes are, like, thugging, and I'm like, or at least pretending, and I'm, it doesn't, it's
I don't
not
think
worth
so, Tim.
it's not working. It's not popping off. I'm not crazy about it. Y'all got to go somewhere with that because the shit's whack, man. The shit's just whack. It makes me want to go up. I just want to Chris Breezy a bitch, you know what I mean? Straight up. I just want to. Oh, we're going to run that joke for at least another 2 months, everybody, in case you don't know. So, you know, if any time we reference Rihanna or Chris Breezy, yeah, that's what you're going to hear. Yeah, man, but the shit, the style is just whack. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know what happened. I have to say, like, they always say certain styles come back around. Like, I know part of the 90s had the hippie style come back with a certain group. But, like, you always kind of took it and flipped it. I don't see no flipping going on lately. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just getting old. I mean, you could say I'm getting old, you know. All right, whatever. Fuck y'all then. Anyway, right now, obviously, you can tell I'm grasping by straws. But, you know, there was stuff that got me heated. I could really go in, but I won't, you know, because I'm just happy. It's just me, you, my listeners, all of you guys of the same gender. My family's complete. I'm just so, happy. But,
Nice!
But, right now I'm just bugging out tonight. Like I said, I'm flying solo. If anybody wants to call in and try to save my ass, the phone number is area code 914-803-4124. Also, I could get into some last-minute shit. You know what, man? Some last-minute shit left over from the Skills Roll stuff. If y'all want to hear some of those tracks that we were playing over the last two shows, there's like a best-of compilation that we put together, and it's a free download. The link is at the Skills Roll MySpace page, which there's a link of it on the blog talk, our blog talk page. But for those that don't know, I'll shout it out. It's myspace.com/skillsrow, SKILLSROW. All right. And in one of the blogs, I think it's the second or third blog, there is a link along with a track listing and all that. It's free. You ain't got to worry about nothing, no viruses. It's clean. It's all that nonsense. You can go and cop it. It's completely free. Go and enjoy it, love it, hug it, caress it, just love it, just love it. But so with that in mind, I'll even play, just for the hell of it, just to kill some time too, I'll play you a cut coming directly from that, a favorite cut of mine too, that has a sample. I was talking about this past week with one of my boys. Right now there's an album out by Torre and Marco Polo, yes. Marco Polo, a dude took that name as his hip-hop name, as his tag. But he's a producer out of Canada, white boy producer. But he's dope. He's really dope. Right now he's hooked up with the Boot Camp Click, Duck Down Records, out of New York, out of Brooklyn to be exact. And by the way, we also got a joint to play by Buckshot and KRS-One. But you know, all of this stuff is going to connect the dots if you bother to learn about it. So going back, my man Torre and Marco Polo, they have an album out called Double Barrel. It's straight up boom bap hip hop. It's, you know, braggadocious stuff and stuff from the 90s. It has a strong 90s vibe to it. And I got to rep my man because my man's straight out of Coney. My man is straight out of Coney Island. So, yo, I'm a Coney kid. I gotta big him up. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, let's blast that off right there. Blast him off. Thank you. The big guns, too. Wow. But either way, man, they used a sample from Onyx, a vocal sample in the chorus. And I'm not mad about it because I used the sample back in 97. I used the sample in 97, man. So you know what? I don't have the Torre song. I have another Torre song. Maybe we'll play it tonight. But I have a Skills Roll song I did. So you know what? Strictly self-promoting, strictly on my own shit. And I'm enjoying my own shit. You know what I mean? I'm going to love it. You know why? Because the one thing about hip-hop is all of these fools swear they are nice no matter how whack they are. So you know what? I'm gonna caress my nuts a bit, all right? There's a new slang. For all of my older white folks that are wondering half the time what the hell we're talking about, you know what? You want to be on your own. Instead of saying you're on your own dick, just say I'm going to caress my own nuts, all right? That's when you're cocky, all right? That's when you get Kanye with it, all right? But anyway, Skills World track. I'm not saying anything in particular. I'm just going off. Recorded in one take. We used a sampler. My boy scratching. And we just went for broke. The track is called Getting Worse. If you haven't heard it, check it out now. I like it. It's on the MySpace page. It's part of that free download I'm talking about. And there it is. All right, peace. I'll be back in a minute.
Niggas are gonna like this.
Check, 3, 2, 1. I wreck on the eardrums, spreading like rashes. I'm born to be the baddest. Nothing else matters than my mom, then my people's the witnesses. Me no sequels. Get medieval on that ass, like Marcellus Wallace. Mini Vega on the Sega, like to keep his chrome polished. Throwing this out to demolish. Feeble attempts to get thwarted. Alibi got boarded, cause Nutty said he saw it. Saying I brought it to all my enemies by cuts to the guts. Leave a beating through IVs. Respect to set. From vibe to jet to the bum with the 40, make them all scream, Lordy, Lordy. Me, I'm Maury saying I've been here since. Five set, never miss the girl screaming like Prince. No words to miss, let my big conversate. Mayor Anna Rose Havana since the set circulate. Feels like my face, the drink gin never closed. The six deadly sins got one left to go. But no, I won't stop until I get that big score. Me and the drops, I play in the 64.
Oh Lord, I can't take it no
come
more.
On, what?
No more.
Ah. Puff, puff, pass, motherfucker, let me hit that. Cock back, break back. Now I feel my mad whip crack. My whole row is with that. For your punks that ain't know that. And we wouldn't be happy if I was Mary J. I'm some Prozac. You blew that. Now I'm gonna do something amazing. Something misbehaving. Freestyle's raging. Got you craving. What you're freebasing. You're left strung out when I take back what I brung out. Blow your lungs out. No doubt with what I've created. The T-Storms for Bodega Beats Incorporated. I'm too Latin, too proud, too loud. My crew is in the crowd. Yo, can you feel it? Blow! How you like me now? Hoping my shit will end. Done many sins, but greed and lust will probably do me in. You knew me when I was never ready. Now I'm gleaming like Alexis, and you can bet this nigga's rolling heavy. I'm like confetti from Brooklyn to the LES in the shadows behind. In case someone wanna slide, you try to ride, I wouldn't try. Why? I'm at your enraged, watching no woman cry. Can't stop me, your son calls me Poppy, I'm the new man. Just a reminder of how fucked up I am.
Oh Lord, I can't take it no more.
What? What? What?
Oh Lord, I can't
what,
take
what,
it no
what,
more.
What? What? Red alert, go to DEFCON 4, CRO, Zorro, about to ruin your tomorrow and quarrel like red light and green light, see, catch you sipping when I turn your catch night quickly, you feel me burn, heating like a toaster, been played for something more kosher, you know huh, now that nigga goes run for the hiding, when I hit the pad and start writing, still burning that from all your stinking, that dread seep, what's up of your body shaking, making fact out of fiction, now you wish shit, now whip, don't get the ass whipping, gripping your pillow tight when I ignite, and about to explode through your whole stronghold, leave your future untold. Mistook my trust. Now watch me cut, cause it's a must when I bust. Been stressed too much. Now it's all about lust, quick fucks, and I meant it. Roll with fingers and nuts, no longer pleasant. Fuck it, I meant it. You know where you consented and fell on deaf ears. Watch me just clear away my fears with one shot of blasted. Sign me your main assassin.
Welcome back to the Da Bodega with Pablo and Sid.
All right, I'm sorry. We're having delays on the boards today, man. Big up to my man Dave who made that drop for us. Supposed to be hooking us up with some more audio, helping us out for free. So big up to Dave. You know what I mean? He's a wacky kind of dude. I know he has something to promote, but I don't know what it is, so the hell with him. So moving forward, man. You know what, man? Let's start getting into some hip-hop, man. We're going to get into some hip-hop for at least the next half an hour, next 30 minutes, unless Sid miraculously shows up. For all I know, Sid could be listening to the show right now, trying to get on. So, hey, it is what it is, man. All right. So, again, if anybody wants to call, phone number 914-803-4124. All right. That's if you're listening live. If you try to call while you're listening to the podcast, what's wrong with you? So, moving forward. All right. Lately, the big thing for those that follow hip-hop, the big thing for the last couple of years has been this thing called auto-tune. And if you don't know what auto-tune is, it's pretty much a voice box. There was a rock there was a rock artist who used it in the 70s. For some reason, I'm drawing a blank right now. I more know the popular, the guy that popularized it, at least among the R&B set, Roger Troutman and Zapp, the guy who did Computer Love, and he did a bunch of songs, man. Bounce to the Ounce, Rolls Royce. I mean, he did a lot of stuff. Me and Sid talked about this. Now, the current artist that does it is T-Pain. T-Pain has used it ridiculously. And as much as we can hate on T-Pain, credit has to be credit due. T-Pain kind of brought it back and popularized it. And for whatever you want to say about the man, I definitely have to say it was his style. Like he made it his own. He was, you know, it was his thing. All right. A couple years ago, I don't know what the hell happened. There was a changeover. Everybody started using it. Kanye did a whole album, which I don't care what they say about it. I thought the album was whack. Beyond like two or three songs that were okay, the rest of the album was whack. And I like Kanye. I will co-sign any of his rap albums, but I will not co-sign that album. Lil Wayne jumped on it, which was ridiculous. Then you have like Ron Browns, who's a producer, who has his own variation of it. Jamie Foxx's Blame It on the Alcohol, it's retarded. I mean, it's getting out of hand. There's a bunch of other artists that have used it. It's just getting out of hand, all right? Well, as of this past weekend, as of Friday night, a song leaked by Jay-Z. Jay-Z's first single off his next album, due September 11th. Yes, 9/11. And the song is called DOA. You don't know what DOA stands for, I'm about to tell you. DOA straight up stands for Death of Auto-Tune. Thank you very much. Yes, Death of Auto-Tune. My man is coming back, and he's pretty much proclaiming Auto-Tune is dead. The second this single leaked on the net and to the DJs, all the hip-hop DJs jumped all over it. All right, so you know what? Even if you've heard it, we're about to play. We're about to get into it again. But you know what? This is for those that haven't heard it. This is for our people out of the United Kingdom. These are for our people who know of it and are sick of it and want, you know, someone had to say something. The thing is, also, I'm going to get into tonight, and I really want this kid to be here, so just for those that listen on a regular basis, we're probably going to come back to this topic the next show if Sid doesn't call by the end of this one. But straight up, man, Jay-Z went in on it. Jay-Z went in on it, even performed it live at the Hot 97 Summer Jam concert, which they have once a year at Giant Stadium. He did it as a surprise, all right? So you know what, man? Let's do this right. I'm going to rip off Funkmaster Flex and Mr. C. All right, straight up, I'm just going to rip them off. This is serious. This is making a proclamation, all right? And I'm going to call out all these DJs, too, because all these people that are jumping on the record because of Jay-Z right now, apparently I've been hearing a lot of audio. I've been out there listening to a lot of things, man. They out there, they're talking all this nonsense about it. It needed to be said. These dudes were not saying it. These dudes were playing every song that came through that they felt their program director was hot, even if they had auto-tune. And they were playing it and bigging it up, saying, that joint's hot. And, yes, I'm talking about even Funkmaster Flex 2, man. Even Funkmaster Flex 2 was the same deal, man. You know what? No. Me and Sid been talking about, we've been yelling about auto-tune since we started this damn podcast, internet radio thing, all right? So you know what? We're going to get into it right now. The song is called, that's why I'm getting my Funkmaster Flex on, all right? Don't hate. Right now, the song is called, like I said, DOA, Death of Auto-Tune, Jay-Z, the beat is serious.
Rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. Begin. This is anti-auto-tune, step for the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes, this ain't for sing-along. This is Sinatra at the opera, bring a blonde. Preferably with a fat ass who can sing a song. Wrong. Hold up. Only rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. 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 This is anti-auto-tune. Step for the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes. This ain't for sing-along. This is...
It's not for iTunes. It's not for sing-along. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? All you people out there that jump on the track. I'm talking to all the knuckleheads around my way that are going to jump on the track in about another month. They're going to be all over it. Oh, this joy is hot. This joy is hot. Get off the board, dudes. This joy is hot. This joy is hot. I'm talking about this is so serious. I realized I stopped the track before. I was yelling and screaming. I was all yelling and screaming. Mike was muted. Didn't even know it. It's serious. It is serious. All right. Listen up. Careers are over right now. Careers are over. Straight up over. The voice box dead. T-Pain's probably the only one that's going to be allowed to slide with it. All right. I'm telling you right now, it's done.
Hey.
Downloaded it for your Fruity Loops program or Facebook. Done.
Hold up. Only rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track. Let the story begin. 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 This is anti-auto-tune. Step for the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes. This ain't for sing-along. This is Sinatra at the opera. Bring a blonde. Preferably with a fat ass who can sing a song. Wrong. This ain't politically correct. This might offend my political connect. My raps don't have melodies. This should make jackets want to go and commit felonies. Get your chain cooking. I may do it myself. I'm so Brooklyn. I know we facing a recession, but the music y'all making gon' make it the Great Depression. Or your lack of aggression. Put your skirt back down, throw a set, man. Yeah, this just violence. This is death for auto-tune, moment of silence. La da da da. Hey. For the rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. Begin, begin, hold up. This ain't a number one record. This is practically assault with a deadly weapon. I made it just for flexing. Mr. C, I want people to feel threatened. Stop your blood clot crying. The kid, the dog, everybody dying, no lying. Boy's jeans too tight, your color's too bright, your voice too light. I might wear black for years straight. I might bring back Versace shades. This ain't for Z100. Ye told me to kill y'all to keep it 100. This is for Hot 97. For Khaled, who we the best in. Yeah, this just violent. This is death for auto-tune, moment of silence. Rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin. Begin, begin. Hold up. This mic need a verse from Cheesy. Hey. I might send this to the mixtape, Weezy. Get somebody.
Do you understand what he said? Mixtape Weezy. Not this singing ass trying to be a rock star, Lil Wayne. He said mixtape Weezy, the dude that made his name before the million sold, before the a milli. My man who was given credit with credit due, the man who was putting in work trying to build up his reputation, all right? The man who built up the fan base to sell that milli, all right? That's what he was talking about, all right? And it ain't over. It ain't over. And people want to think Jay-Z's the beginning of it. Oh, Jay-Z's the beginning of it. Jay-Z said it now. That's it. It's all over. That's what I'm saying, man. It ain't over. It's been popping off for a minute, man. It's been popping off for a minute. It's serious right now, man. They want to see talent. They don't want to see a bunch of people trying to sing who can't sing, so they use the auto-tune. They don't want a bunch of people claiming that they don't write. They're just that talented. They come up with the whole song in their head. They keep it in their head. It ain't popping off like that. It ain't. It's just not. It's not. It's not. They ain't got skills like that. All right. You know what, man? He's not. Jay is not the first person to put it on blast. All right. Let's give credit where credit's due, man. Let's give credit. There was a couple of dudes that already said it. As a matter of fact, right now, straight out of Brooklyn and the Bronx, the BK Connection, man, KRS-One and Buckshot got an album coming out like in a month. Song called Robot, all right? Yes, The Teacher, Buckshot Shorty, the BDI, all right? Y'all got to get off that T-Pain.
We got another one, Buck. We got another one. Yo, Drew, what up, man? Yeah, let's go.
Everybody wanna rock, everybody wanna sing, everybody do their thing like a motherfucking robot. When the show stops, what you know about? How to go about this event? Everybody wanna rock, everybody wanna sing, everybody do their thing like a motherfucking robot. When the show stops, what you know about? How to go about this event?
Seems like you can't sing a rap these days without auto-tune in the back these days. Well, fuck that, I got something to say. With brown blunts, green weed, and the smoke is great. See, hey! The best to do it was Roger Troutman. Nah, shorty, T-Pain didn't come out then. I was about 10, had stripes for deals. Raised from back in the days, all types of leaders. Now, I'm like, dang, they sound the same. Buck voices, original, he off the reins. Dr. J, Barry White, whoa. Barry Manilow, the flow like that, he nice. So, keep that original flow, that buck down, duck down, that shit you know, and I don't flip no O's, 2000 and right now, when I spit they know,
everybody wanna rock, everybody wanna sing, everybody do their thing like a motherfucking robot, when the show stops, what you know about, how to go about this, everybody wanna rock, everybody wanna sing, everybody do their thing like a motherfucking robot, when the show stops, what you know about, how to go about this.
This ain't a diss to nobody's art, cause Afrika Bambaataa really gave it the start. You go back in the history of rap, man, and you'll see classic jams like Planet Rock and Pat Jam. Go online, look up Kraftwerk. Everything we doing is past work. We already wore that hat, those pants, and that shirt. So do you, man, if that works. But we really here to talk about all the copies, cause when it comes to hip-hop, we the orthodoxy. Cats poorly copy, copy sloppy. In that section, young people should not be. There used to be a time when you was writing your rhyme. You observed the rule of no biting, no imitating, no hating, no faking. We started breaking so we could stop fighting. Get enlightened. I battle you, you battle me. The crowd judges the originality. It's not about a salary. It's all about describing the reality that's grabbing me accurately.
Everybody wanna rap. Everybody wanna sing. Everybody do their thing like a motherfucking robot. When the show stops, what you know about, how to go about this? Everybody wanna rap, everybody wanna sing, everybody do their thing like a motherfucking robot. When the show stops, what you know about, how to go about this?
I can't rap, I can't sing. It's so sad to me. Chris, tell him why this is more like a factory, actually.
Hip-hop is a new urban faculty, a function of the collective mental anatomy. You cats got it backwards. You say real is whack, and the fake shit that's good. Well, keep on faking it.
Just keep making
joints like these.
Keep the spot shaking.
Fuck shot.
KRS.
We F-R-E-S-H. Fresh.
Everybody wanna rap, everybody wanna sing, everybody do their thing like a motherfucking robot. When the show stops, what you know about, how to go about this? Everybody wanna rap, everybody wanna sing, everybody do their thing like a motherfucking robot. When the show stops, what you know about, how to go about this?
Come on,
like a robot.
That's right, KRS-One, Buckshot. They got a whole album coming out. Really, Death of Auto-Tune, that's two people, that's three people, excuse me, three MCs, Jay-Z, KRS-One, and Buckshot. All right, it needs to go. It needs to chill for a minute, man. It's just, let the one dude that brought it in the game keep it. Everybody else, chill with that. Just kill that noise. Let's be a little bit more creative out there, people. A little bit more creative out there, all right? Instead of jumping on somebody else's jock, all right? Let's bring it back to the way it used to be, where you used to get clowned down if you were biting. If you were biting someone's style, it was game over. You didn't have a shot. You didn't have a shot, all right? That's what's happening right now, all right? But you know what? It ain't over there. It's not over right there. It's not. Jay-Z right now is blowing it up big time. KRS and Buckshot are kind of getting overlooked unless you really know your stuff right now. Gave him a little bit of shine, but it started last year. There's a new artist coming out of Atlanta called B.O.B., a.k.a. Bobby Ray. The dude produces. He sings. Straight up, in my opinion, the dude's the next coming of Andre 3000. Straight up. He's on that type of tip, man. Where he's nice with the lyrics, but he can harmonize, he can do melodies. He came out just goofing around, man, just goofing on it. He goofed on Auto-Tune last year. And some people even say he went at a certain MC in the one verse. All right, so you know what? I'm going to give my man Bobby Ray, a.k.a. B.O.B., some shine. All right, out of Atlanta, Georgia. Pay attention to the rhyme scheme for the hip hoppers. Pay attention to the rhyme scheme. See if you can figure out who he's talking about. I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm just gonna say I'm gonna let you figure it out. And pay attention if you can make it out the chorus. All right. Yeah, my man goes in. My man goes in. All right. Check this out. Yeah, that was Bobby Ray, a.k.a. B.O.B., Auto-Tune. I ain't going to say who he was going at, you know, but I could say, I bet you he was holding a bottle of promethazine. I don't even know if I said that right, man. Man, but it is what it is, man. Auto-Tune's catching a hot one lately, man. They just, getting hurt right now. Anyway, man. Right now, we got about 14 more minutes to go. No sign of Sid yet. Sid might be locked in the bathroom. Some people who have been listening to this show from the beginning might get that one. Waka waka. Anyway,
Either that, my man's still hunting for a cell phone, like I talked about. I don't know what's going on. Okay. That's what I'm saying. But right now, man, just chilling, trying to think. Man, I could go off all day. I could go off all day, but I'm trying to be careful. What's going on, man. I saw people, like I said, I keep going in on poses and tight pants, low-waisted hip huggers, white boys that need to get slapped up. I mean, slapped the fuck up, man. Just backhand them bastards. Creep baby! Who I'm seeing today, straight up, I saw a weed deal go down today in the middle of the boondocks where I live. And the motherfuckers was trying to do the deal, like the way they do it in all the major cities, like trying to keep it on the deal from the cops with the pound and the whole nine. Had to be the wackest, dumbest, most obvious pass-off I've ever seen in my life, man. Dudes is straight up retarded, man. I mean, just someone, please, someone just, Hit him, man. You know what? I'm not having a good day today on this goddamn board. I'm not. And Deuce is not helping. Deuce, I think right now, is getting great enjoyment out of watching me kind of like pull at straws and try to keep my head above water. Fucking asshole. Anyway, man, for anybody who's been listening to the podcast or listening live, thank you for hanging this long and tolerating my horse shit. I always thank you guys for tolerating my horse shit because I understand what I'm spouting is horse shit. So, moving forward, we could get into a couple of other things if we want this evening. I could go into hip-hop news because none of y'all are calling me. Most of y'all download this anyway. So most of y'all who are listening to this are listening to it, downloaded. And if you are, thank you. Straight up. Thank you. All right. Other than that, man, hip-hop news, a lot of stuff has been on the DL, beyond the Jay-Z, death of Auto-Tune track. It's been quiet. A lot of people feel like the East Coast, and not even East Coast, just the real rhymes are coming back, you know what I mean, to the forefront. Real MCs are coming back to the forefront. We'll see. We will see, you know. I'm one of those dudes that gets stuck in the 90s. Like, even though I listen to new stuff, every now and then, not even, on a daily basis, I go back to some old shit, man. I usually go back to some old shit. And for my people, you know what, man, there is no pick of the week. There probably would have been a pick of the week if Sid was around. On the real, though, on the real, if for my internet savvy people out there, for my internet savvy ones, I got to give props to DJ Spinbag. DJ Spinbag, all right? My man comes with some really hot shit. Has been now for about 20 years, all right? I came across a 90s mix he did. Yo, for anybody out there who's internet savvy, who's into, like, DJ mixes, go hunt that son of a bitch down. All right? Straight up. DJ Spinbag, I don't know. It's something 90s, man. 90s is in it, and it's the only one. He did some 80s mixes that are serious. Or Sorcerers. But that's the one right there to grab. There's a 90s one there. If you're 90s, if you grew up in the 90s, if you're into 90s music, he covers the whole spectrum. Rock, rap, grunge, pop. It's pretty serious, man. It's pretty serious. All right. Anyway, man, so I just wanted to give him the shout-out. So we're going to do some weird news today. I always like having people with me when I talk about the weird news. That's like usually when we do weird news things, I have a couple lined up, and it almost always goes like 15 minutes easy because it's always more fun when you got people around the bag on the stupidity of the story that I'm reporting.
Right.
So today, you know what, man, I'm just going to give you one, all right? I'm just going to give you one. And it's a biggie. It's a biggie. This one is for the dumbass. Probably this is pretty bad. All right, so let's go into it. We haven't played in a minute. There we go. Oh, that's the lovely.
This one is straight out of Jerusalem. Big up all my chosen people. Andrew, big up. An Israel woman drew out a mattress, all right, with $1 million cash inside the mattress. All right. What happened was, this woman bought her mother, her elderly mother, a new mattress as a surprise. This happened this week, y'all, on Monday, okay? The news is coming in now as we speak from Monday because it's Tuesday in Jerusalem. We're that far ahead of them. I mean, if you look at the way they live, we are that far ahead of them. I know that was fucked up. Anyway, so on Monday, she threw out the old one, right? Threw out the old one thinking, hey, mom, surprise, I bought you a new mattress. Her mother then told her her life savings were inside the mattress. Her mother was stashing the dough in the mattress, okay? $1 million. A little over $1 million, but a safe $1 million. All right? Which, me personally, I wonder, how does it feel to sleep on $1 million? Like, how does a mattress feel? You gotta wonder, but that's because I'm a retard, so don't mind that. But, and for any retards listening to this show, thank you for listening to the show, and don't hold me to the shit that Obama pulled, all right? But either way, this dumbass lady, drew out the mattress, went on a search. She went on a frantic search. As a matter of fact, she contacted Army Radio out there to see if they could help her. But basically, it's one of those deals when the mattress was already gone when she found out that she dumped it. So the search, she contacted Army Radio, got some help. They went to three different landfill sites, and they have not found the story. I mean, in this picture, if anybody looks online, there are pictures of this woman digging through garbage. Seriously, man. The woman's desperate. The woman is just desperate, man. She's trying to find a mattress stuffed with $1 million. So for any of y'all people who are really looking to get by, if y'all can get a plane ticket over to Israel, good luck to y'all. Just go be garbage pickers, all right? But for this woman, straight up, man, she's just an idiot, all right? Straight up, just a retard, all right? Pick up all our corkies. Other than that, man, everything's all good. Apparently, as y'all can figure out, I am the PAB, chilling right now on the bodega. We got about 6 minutes left to go, man. Sid has not shown up. I probably should have held off the show, but I'm rattling my ass off just trying to, like, make sure I have something entertaining to say to y'all. I could be real with y'all for 6 minutes. I can go into a song, man. But you know what? I'm going to be real with y'all. I know y'all would enjoy it, right?
Son of a bitch.
Kiss my ass. You know what, man? This is my... You know what? Let's just get to a little positive thinking. Right now is... Today is become what a lot... You guys have heard this phrase before. The first day of the rest of your life. It's become that. The recession has hit your boy. I said this in the beginning. And you know what, man? It's just one of those days where I knew it was coming. The recession hit my job after... Let's air out some people. All right? I worked for a company that moved big-ass TVs. That's the way I'm going to put it. They moved big-ass TVs, all right? We're talking about people I've handled... 103-inch Panasonic TV. Have you ever handled a 103-inch? All right. If you're like a 5'8" motherfucker, that is your size. That you can literally watch home movies on this son of a bitch, stand next to yourself, and be actual size. All right. So we moved big-ass TVs. All right. The biggest being 103. I was at this spot for 3 years. I got hired. I got brought in at the ground up. They were expanding upstate. I got in at the ground up. I helped install the goddamn soap dispensers in this spot. That's how ground up it was, all right? I seen people go in there. I seen people go. I was the only guy working the floor that survived the whole thing. I was there all the way to the end, man. We found out the last 2 years this company, this is where motherfuckers get greedy, man. Part of me is almost happy this went down. My job was part of an acquisition with two other companies, got all bought out. You know, like the shit you hear about
you know, in the news, shit you read about in the papers. The motherfuckers decided, okay, we're going to buy this company, and we're going to buy that company, and merge it into one big-ass company, take out the competition, and then we'll all be okay, and that takes out all the competition. Well, you know what? They bought all these companies, and then they decided to change everybody's system to try to find one universal system without, in my opinion, realizing that they should have applied the KISS method first. And the KISS method, for y'all that don't know, is called to keep it simple, stupid. That's right. Give me some love. To keep it simple, stupid. They should have did that. They didn't do that. Also, they attributed to the whole theory of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. All right. They decided, you know what? It's not broken. We're gonna change everything on everybody. Well, guess what, retards? Your stupid ass decided to do this, and now guess what? We're a year and a half later. They started up all these new techniques and all this new stuff and all this new crap and hoping to be more efficient. And in turn, they slowly laid off workers for the last 6 months. People taking pay cuts and this kind of cut and that kind of cut, only to finally have to sell the whole damn company. They're liquidating every motherfucking thing. Your ass, if your ass was around this week and y'all got a hold of me, I could have got you some CEO office furniture, goddammit, if you wanted it. All right? That's what I'm saying. I could have got you some CEO furniture. Yes, some CEO furniture. Have your ass sit in a $500,000 a year seat. That's what I'm saying. Ain't no ass worth $500,000. I don't care what they say about that Ashley Dupree chick. Fuck that bitch. Anyway, straight up, so your boy got hit by the recession. His job got hit by the recession. They couldn't stay afloat. Everybody caught a hot one. So I'm going to send a big fat shout out because I know some of those people I work with have tuned into the show. And you know what? Everybody's kind of like leaving and hoping that things will work out. You know what I mean? Worked with a great crew. Had a job where, yo, during breaks, we was playing handball. I'm going to air out all my personal business. My motherfucking dudes worked hard. And when it came to break time, yo, we played wiffle ball like it was a fucking league. Played shuffleboard, man, with makeshift shit. I mean, how many of y'all have even done that? Like, we took it old school. Like, have y'all ever played, like, hockey with, like, an old shoe and some brooms? That's the type of shit. That's the type of games we were making up in the spot. And then finally at the end, somebody brought in a Wii. You ain't never seen a bunch of grown men, including our crack security team, that was probably 103 years old, and he knows I love him. Getting busy with us, man. On a plane, you know, trying to outdo each other. It was serious, man. It was serious. And you know what? I got love from those dudes. It's sad to see it go. Today I had to walk out and see it reverted back to the way it was when I first arrived. So you know what? Kind of poetic. Then your boy came home, saw a bunch of motherfucking knuckleheads hanging out, blasting Jadakiss, thinking they all thugging shit, all rocking wife beaters. I have never wanted before to roll up to these motherfuckers and just slap them in the back of the head like I was their mom. Man, this is grimy, man. I got your boy's got to look into some shit. But there, see, I'm sharing with y'all. So if y'all like me sharing, then you know what? Let's hit you. If y'all enjoy that, much love. Thanks.
That's terrible.
Deuce, you're an asshole. Anyway, man. All right, so the last show that happened, it was me solo for a half an hour. That was me bored on a Saturday night. Sid was busy doing other things. This show, it was supposed to be the boys getting busy. Instead, you got one boy getting busy, the PAB. All right, so if you download and check it out, thank you very much. You want to check out shows and mixes, go to conglomerate.podomatic.com, myspace.com/skillsrow, or DA conglomerate. Want to holler at us? DoubleDagaRadio@yahoo.com. Peace out, bitches.